Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, June 18, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have today a feature on Carlos Carabajal, a leading figure in the history of folk music, and how to say it, the patriarch of an iconic folk music family, the Carabajal, that has been leaving their mark in the history of folk for generations, one after the other. And Carlos Carabajal is kind of the founder of this folk music dynasty in Argentina, so it's worth knowing him more, and obviously we'll have the chance during the course of today's program to enjoy a little more of his music. We're gonna have the DX supplement also that we share every week with DXing information, with suggestions for shortwave hearings that is put together by our good friend Arnaldo Slaen, and is a classic of our station. We'll also have a selection of music courtesy of our sound technician for today, Walter Danesi. As we do every once in a while, he brings us some lost hidden gems of the 1970s rock of Argentina, and today we have something that is related to quinceañeras. You familiar with that term? It's a sweet 16 in the English-speaking world, but in Latin countries, in Spanish-speaking countries, when girls turn 15, there is a tradition of throwing a big party. And this song we will have today is related to that, but I'll tell you more about that later. As I said, Walter Danesi is our sound technician for today. My name is Fernando Farias, and this is going to be our show for today, June 18, 2024. If you want to get in touch with us, send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. And this show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays on the frequency of 5,850 kilohertz, all right? And as I said before, you can also listen to us via the app of RAE, Digital RAE, that you can download for free, and also via our webpage, which is, as from last week, up and running again, available online for you to listen to our shows as podcasts, and also to listen to us live via streaming on the shortwaves of RAE, and also via internet, as I said, www.rae.com.ar for live streaming and also for podcasts. Let's get started now with the news, and these are the headlines. The Argentine Navy will remove solar panels that Chile claims are in their territory. In Switzerland, Argentine President Javier Milei called for peace in Ukraine. Mexico says almost 1.5 million illegal immigrants have entered the country so far this year. According to the IMF, Argentina's economy will fall 3.5% in 2024. Switzerland will manage the relationship between Ecuador and Mexico, which broke off ties due to the invasion of the embassy. Sports. Argentina debuts this Thursday against Canada in the Copa America. And these are the news. The Argentine Navy will remove some solar panels that were installed in Chilean territory on the islands of Tierra del Fuego shared by both countries. The episode generated some diplomatic friction and led to a complaint expressed directly by the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric, who stated, and I quote, "They must remove these panels or we'll do it." According to the Argentine ambassador in Chile, Jorge Forí, the devices were mistakenly placed 3 meters beyond the border. Government sources confirmed that this Tuesday the relocation work will begin with the company that supplied the devices. Argentine President Javier Milei participated in Switzerland in the Summit for Peace in Ukraine. The conclave was convened by his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky. In this context, Mr. Milei stated, "We Argentines are fully aware of the value of peace and democratic coexistence as the guiding principles of life in society." And he expressed his support to the Ukrainian people and to his friend Zelensky. "As defenders of the idea of freedom, we condemn any form of violence," said the Argentine leader. The summit in Lucerne was attended by more than 50 heads of state and concluded with a joint declaration that Mexico, Brazil, Colombia and 9 other countries did not sign. Meanwhile, the Russian embassy in Buenos Aires regretted what it called a rapprochement with Ukraine's military sponsors. President Milei's participation in the meeting in Switzerland was part of a tour that included the G7 summit in Italy, which he attended as a guest. According to the International Monetary Fund, Argentina's economy will fall by 3.5% this year. Activity and demand have contracted sharply and some sectors are close to bottoming out, acknowledges the IMF in its latest staff report. The Washington-based entity also forecasts that total inflation for 2024 will be around 140%. However, it clarifies that it anticipates a turnaround during the second half of the year when fiscal constraints ease and wages recover. This would happen, according to the fund, in response to the reforms promoted by the Milei administration. All in all, CAME, a lobby that groups medium-sized companies, informed that the tourist movement of the last long weekend fell almost 65% compared to 2023. The entity clarified that the decrease is because the period coincided with Father's Day. So many families decided to stay at home. Yesterday was a non-working day in Argentina in honor of Martín Miguel de Güemes, an independence hero who died on June 17, 1821. Switzerland will be in charge of managing the link between Ecuador and Mexico, which broke off relations due to the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Quito last April. The Ecuadorian Foreign Ministry informed that both Latin American countries will keep mirror agreements with the European nation as a diplomatic channel, and informed that in this way consular services will continue to be provided. Prior to this announcement, the Mexican Foreign Ministry had informed that Switzerland would protect Mexican assets in Ecuador. The conflict, let's recall, was triggered when police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass. He had been convicted in his country for corruption, but claims to be innocent and obtained diplomatic asylum in the Mexican headquarters in Quito. But the Ecuadorian authorities claim that he did not qualify as a politically persecuted person and demanded he be handed over. Then, citing a flight risk, a police raid was ordered to capture Glass. Since then, both countries suspended their bilateral ties and even took the case to the International Court of Justice. According to the Mexican government, almost 1.5 million illegal immigrants have entered the country so far this year. This was reported by the National Migration Institute, the IMN, this weekend. According to this source, most of these people are men traveling alone, although almost 3,000 minors were also detected traveling unaccompanied by adults. Almost all of them are seeking to reach the United States and are part of the so-called migrant caravans that cross Mexican territory in various ways, including on foot. In the main country of origin, according to the INM, is Venezuela, followed by Central American and Caribbean nations such as Guatemala, Honduras and Haiti. But in any case, migrants from Africa and even India were identified in Mexico. And now, sports. Argentina makes its debut this Thursday in the Copa America. It will face Canada at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the city of Atlanta at midnight UTC time. The world champions share with the North American country Group A of the competition, which also includes Chile and Peru. This weekend, coach Lionel Scaloni confirmed the list of 26 players who will dispute the continental tournament in the US. Almost the entire squad is the same one that won the Qatar 2022 World Cup, with captain Lionel Messi at the head. In addition, Manchester United striker Alejandro Garnacho is on the roster, as is Inter's young attacker Valentin Carboni. The latter was highly praised in last Friday's 4-1 win over Guatemala in a warm-up friendly. Meanwhile, Brighton's Valentin Barco, who is confirmed for the Paris 2024 Games, was left out of the squad. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Carlos Carabajal, a key figure in the history of folk music in Argentina. But before that, let us honor another important figure, but in this case of tango, who passed away exactly 24 years ago. I'm talking about Luis Cardey, a tango singer who passed away on June 18, 2000, at the age of 55. And by that time, he had become kind of a cult figure in the tango scene of Argentina. So his sudden death came as a shock to the tango community at the time. So in order to honor him 24 years after his death, let's share this song called Que Nadie Se Entere, Let Nobody Know About This, Let Nobody Learn About This, sung by Luis Cardey.
Vagando a la aventura, buscando en lontananza la luz de aquellos ojos que iluminó mi ser. Cegado por el sino, perdida la esperanza, llegué hasta la barriada que vio mi amor nacer. La misma calma quieta de aquella noche es bella, hace para castigo de la recordación. Tan solo está en silencio la ventanita aquella, donde con versos locos rimaba mi canción. Que nadie se entere que vuelto a buscarla, mordiendo la pena de mi corazón. Que nadie le diga, ay, que he vuelto a llamarla y al ver que no estaba me puse a llorar, que nadie se entere que loco he golpeado la reja bendita, que me oyó cantar y a nadie le digas, ventanita amiga, que has visto en mis ojos la pena sangrar. Tan solo si ella vuelve, sin fe, sin esperanzas, y ves que tiernamente lo busca el trovador. Entonces, ventanita, contale mis andanzas, decile que no ha muerto en mi querer su amor. Pero si en su mirada hay luz de otros quereres y ves que ni se acuerda del pájaro cantor, callate, ventanita, yo quiero que se entere que he vuelto hasta su reja mordiendo mi dolor. Que nadie se entere que he vuelto a buscarla mordiendo la pena de mi corazón. Que nadie le diga que he vuelto a llamarla y al ver que no estaba me puse a llorar. Que nadie se entere que loco he golpeado la reja querida que me oyó cantar. Y a nadie le diga, ventanita amiga, que has visto en mis ojos la pena sangrar.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera. In Argentina's northwest, about 1,000 kilometers from Buenos Aires City, there's the province of Santiago del Estero, a vast plain where Spaniards founded the first city in what would become our nation. It was in 1553, in a territory occupied until then by various native communities that worked on farming, pottery, and knitting. From the fusion of native and Spanish traditions, and later those of African slaves, comes the chacarera, one of the most popular folk genres in our country. That convergence enabled the development of chacarera in the Argentine Northwest, and that is explained here by musician Juan Quintero. In the 18th century, Spanish conquistadors brought African slaves from Peru to work in the construction of the city of Santiago. The territory of Santiago del Estero became a border zone where conquistadors, native Argentines, and many Africans coexisted.
Podrás casarte sin amor, sembrar en tu vientre llanto, sin luz de sol la cosecha dará frutos muy amargos.
And it's there, in Santiago del Estero, where Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera is born in 1929. Carlos Carabajal comes from a family entirely devoted to music. Brothers, sisters, children, nephews and nieces and grandchildren are all into folk. The most famous in the family are his brother Cuti, his son Peteco, and his granddaughter Roxana. Carlos was not entirely literate, but he learned how to play the guitar by himself. At the age of 16, he was already performing in dances of his city, and it's around that time that he became friends with one of the members of the famous folk group, the Díaz Brothers, Hermanos Díaz. It's with them that Carlos Carabajal writes his first creation at the age of 18, when he puts lyrics to the music of La Finadita, the Dead Woman. This is how he remembers his first professional step that later would become his first hit. I used to be friends with Cachilo Díaz of the Díaz Brothers, and one day I asked him whether La Finadita had any lyrics. He answered asking me to make some, and after much thought I was able to write the lyrics. Peteco recorded it, Cafrune also, but I never registered it. And here it is, recorded many years later by Don Carlos, accompanied here by various members of his big family. Por medio los montes vengo lleno de encanto y dulzura, rogando por los que sufren de tormentos y amarguras. Me llaman la finadita porque nací en Camposanto. Nací entre los muertos, entre tristezas y llantos. Finadita, finadita, alabanza sollozada. Quisiera soñarme muerto para sentirte cantada. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la. Quisiera soñarme muerto para sentirte cantada. Cantores viejos me entonan con la más santa emoción, rogando a Dios que no sufran los que merecen perdón. Soy cadencia, soy suave perfume de flor, consuelo en que se consuelan las almas de su dolor. Around the mid-1950s, Carabajal joins the group Los Manceros Santiagueños that he left in 1965 when he began performing with his own family. And in 1971, he launches his solo career. Together with his artistic work, Don Carlos had to work on various things to feed his family. He was a builder, he worked in meatpacking plants, he worked in the port of Buenos Aires as well. Speaking of Buenos Aires, he arrived in the capital in 1956 with his brothers, searching for success. Nonetheless, 2 years later, he goes back to Santiago del Estero.
Un domingo santiagueño no es un domingo cualquiera. Hasta el sol viene saliendo con ritmo de chacarera. Apagando. la empanada y vino, zapatear me dio el salitre, si más caliente es más lindo. Los domingos de mi pago, Dios quiera que no se pierdan, aquí le mando suspiro pa' mi tierra santiagueña. Segunda. Prepara la compostura. Me hace que le estoy viendo a Chari. Comieron toda la noche vino y pastel de vizcacha, y ahora camina firme disimulando la mancha. Qué hermosa noche pasada, soñando de que volvía a empacharme de zapallo, tuna fresquita y sandía. Los domingos de pago, Dios quiera que no se pierdan, aquí le mando un suspiro pa' mi tierra santiagueña.
Chacarera is an up-tempo type of dance for couples. It is often played with guitars, bass drums and violins. It's a very popular instrument, by the way, the violin in Santiago del Estero. Carlos Carabajal shone as a guitarist, and many assure he was a true master of the strumming technique that is so typical of the genre, therefore the nickname of Chacarera's father.
Desde el corazón del monte vengo a cantar chacarera, picando fuerte el bombo, levantando polvareda. Tocando soy sencillito, les canto de cuando en cuando, y de balde me hago el sordo cuando me están alabando. Saltaron las ushutas a un viejito zapateando, los tobillos a la bulla, igual siguió mudanciando.
¡Ay, no más!
Un rico santiagueño, en mi pobreza yo tengo, para alegrar las almas de la Salamanca vengo. Venir golpeando cerca de Monte Quemao, al diablo montado en burro por la costa del Salao. Una vieja en Clodomira empanada estaba horneando, sin querer pisó una brasa y se largó zapateando. Se comió tuna con queso, no le haga ningún reproche. Se metió pa' medio el monte, no volvió toda la noche.
¡Se acaba!
Un bonito santiagueño, en mi pobreza yo tengo, para alegrar las almas de la Salamanca vengo.
Just like Don Carlos, who was a proficient guitarist, his son Peteco is also a brilliant musician who writes, sings and plays guitar, and is a very talented violinist. Together with Peteco, who also began his career in music since a very young age, Don Carlos wrote many of his most popular songs, like the following Chacarera tune.
Corazón entrelazado.
Carlos Carabajal did not only write chacareras, he was also the writer of many beautiful escondidos and sambas, which are other folk musical genres. Let's hear what he said about his own songwriting work. Everybody knows I write songs in bed. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 in the morning. I wake up and it's like God talking to me. It's like God putting a finger in my forehead and waking me up to start writing. Carlos Carabajal defined chacarera like a product of the soul of Santiagueños. To him, chacarera was the most beautiful attraction of the heart of Santiagueños.
Se siente.
No es algo que se ha de usar cuando te sirva y nada más. Así es como se dan en la amistad, mi paisano.
Sus manos son pan, cacho y mate cebado.
Y la flor de la humildad suele su rancho perfumar.
Passion for this genre took Carlos and his brother Agustín, who was also a musician, to create the National Chacarera Festival that takes place every January in the city of Santiago del Estero. Every edition of the festival has members of the Carabajal family taking part. And despite all this work for chacarera, he never liked the title of the father of chacarera. Somebody once called me chacarera's father, and I feel a little ashamed when there are musicians such as the Diaz brothers, the Ábalos brothers, Miguel Simón, and many others. But I can't get rid of this nickname. Carlos Carabajal died in the year 2006 in the city of Santiago del Estero. Songs are still part of the set lists of most Argentine folk musicians that never stop presenting new versions of his works. Rai, Argentina to the World, presented Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera. Presented by Fernando Farias. Produced by Julieta Galván. Edited by Esteban Villarroel.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAI, Argentina au mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, let us enjoy a little bit of rock music. You know, we always emphasize on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, how we attempt on our station to show you all of the aspects of Argentina's culture, of Argentina's music. Today we already had tango with the tribute we paid to singer Luis Cardey, who passed away exactly 24 years ago. Then we shared a feature on Carlos Carabajal, an icon of folk music, and now we'll have some rock by a different icon, another icon, huge artist, Luis Alberto Spinetta, the late Luis Alberto Spinetta, a man larger than life in music, and some like to compare him to David Bowie, in the sense that he had a very eclectic career and he started many projects and he was always attempting to innovate and to move forward with his music. And in 40 years with music, he founded several bands and groups and started several projects, and all of them were different from the other. Spinetta, as we know, started his career in the 1960s with one of the founding bands of Argentine rock, such as Almendra. But then he started a different group in the early 1970s, more oriented to hard rock, called Pescado Rabioso, that he disbanded later, and, well, he started other projects, including Invisible, Invisible. How would you label Invisible or Invisible? Progressive rock, jazz rock, was a little bit of everything, but very elaborated in terms of music. Super talented musicians. This is one of the most complex phases in Spinetta's music in terms of the musicianship and the lyrics as well, but Spinetta wrote very highbrow lyrics throughout his career. But in terms of the music, the complexity of Invisible's tunes are remarkable. And this group had a number of albums in the second half of the 1970s. But Jardín de los Presentes of 1976 might be the most remembered of these albums. And Walter Danesi, our sound technician, who every once in a while contributes some music programming to our show, something we all appreciate very much, has suggested sharing a track by Invisible from this album, from this 1976 album. But here's a cultural note about this track. This track that we are going to play in just 1 minute was used by 15-year girls to celebrate their quinceañera parties. Mexicans call quinceañera to what we call cumpleaños de quince, or what Americans call sweet 16. It's like a coming of age party for girls at the age of 15. It's a big party, wedding-like party with an important dress for the girl. She dances the waltz with the male members of her family. I think the tradition went out of fashion for some years, and now it's come back. I'm told that it's come back. 15-year-old girls are celebrating their 15s in big fashion, if they can afford it, or according to the budget, now again. And the moment in which the girls enter the hall is a big moment, like the entrance tune. And back in the 70s, 15-year-old girls, many of them would use this track as their entrance tune. ¿Qué ves en el cielo? What do you see in the sky or in heaven? Cielo means both in Spanish. Sky and heaven. So it's up to you how do you interpret that song's name. Invisible, written and sung by Luis Alberto Spinetta on RAE, ¿Qué ves en el cielo? Remembering Spinetta and 15-year-old girl parties. ¿Qué ves en el cielo? What do you see in the sky? Or what do you see in heaven? By Invisible, a band, one of the many groups that Luis Alberto Spinetta started. This is a song from the year 1976, included in the album Jardín de los Presentes, The Garden of the Present Ones. And the anecdote is that this track in Argentina, during those years, 76, 77, was used by 15-year-old girls to enter the room in the quinceañera parties. That, as we were saying before, is a tradition that went out of fashion for some years and now is back with a vengeance, apparently. We have to thank our good friend Walter Danesi, the sound technician, for picking this song from the 1970s to share with you on the airwaves of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the show for Tuesday, June 18, 2024, and it's time now for the DX Supplements. The DX Supplement is produced by our good friend Arnaldo Slaen, with hearings and suggestions for our DXing friends, shortwave listeners, radio lovers all around the world. A classic gathering on the airwaves of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, that this week begins with a report on Radio Free Asia. This is a propaganda station broadcasting from Saipan in the Mariana Islands. They broadcast on the short waves on the frequency of 9,910 kilohertz in Korean language, targeting North Korea. Remaining in the Pacific region, the Palau Island has got a shortwave station, Hope Radio 5, broadcasting on 9,965 kilohertz. It can be picked up around 8:29 UTC times in English language. Back to Korea, well, we just mentioned that there are numerous propaganda stations transmitting from the south to the north and vice versa. One of these broadcasters is North Korea Reform Radio. I repeat, North Korea Reform Radio, that broadcasts daily on 7,470 kilohertz via Tashkent between 1500 and 1600 hours UTC time with 100 kilowatts of power. Another station in Korea is Voice of Wilderness, transmitting in Korea, in Korean language, that's it, using the RRTM Telecom Tashkent broadcasting facilities. It can be picked up on the frequency of 9,365 kilohertz with a daily broadcast that is aired between 1400 and 1530 UTC time. The power is 100 kilowatts. Let's mention now a clandestine station targeting Iran. Radio Ranging Command, I repeat, Radio Ranging Command, broadcasting daily programs in Farsi language on 7,610 kHz via RRTM Telecom Tashkent in Uzbekistan with daily shows between 1730 and 1800 hours UTC time, also with 100 kilowatts. Ethiopian station Oromia Media has been picked up transmitting in Tigrinya language on the frequency of 15,185 kilohertz via the retransmitting center TDF has in Issoudun, France. This station broadcasts on the short waves, as I said, on 15,185 kilohertz daily between 1600 and 1630 UTC time with 250 kilowatts for Eastern Africa. Next and last, we've got a station called My International Friend, transmitting from Kalkrakel on the frequency of 6,085 kilohertz. I repeat, 6,085 kilohertz around 6:58 UTC time onwards with announcements and IDs in English language. The second piece of information we'd like to share about this country, because we are talking about stations in Germany, is Europe 24, transmitting from Datteln on 6,150 kilohertz around 7:14, I repeat, 7:14 UTC time up to 7:33. Europe 24 or Europa 24 broadcasts in English and German, as we said, on the frequency of 6,150 kilohertz. And that was our regular DX supplement here on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, produced by Arnaldo Slain, Kind 73.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, as I said before, RAE is about showing you everything about Argentina, all kinds of music from Argentina. And now it's time for new music, that's to say trap, or what they call urban music. It's a whole new movement that is headed by young people between 20 and 30. And there is a whole generation of artists that keep on growing on popularity, selling big numbers and with loads of streams and plays on internet platforms. Bizarrap, for example, the world famous producer that has worked with Shakira and last year was on American TV together with Jimmy Kimmel. So these artists representing this new waves of music from Argentina are now taking over the world. And another example is Duki, one of the leading figures of trap in Argentina, who became the first Argentine artist to perform at the famous Bernabeu Stadium of Madrid. A couple of days ago, he played for 65,000 people. Obviously, loads of Argentines living in Spain. Many Argentines who traveled from Argentina to Spain to attend the show, but also local fans and people from all over the world that didn't want to miss this historic concert by the trapper Duki at the Bernabeu Stadium a few days back. 65,000 people attended that show. As I said, first time ever an Argentine artist performs at the world-famous Bernabeu Stadium, the home of the Real Madrid Football Club. So let's enjoy a little bit of music by Duki. This track is called Celosa, Jealous.
Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del conmigo caliente como el infierno, pero si quieres mami fría como invierno. ¿A quién le estamos mintiendo? Sabemos que estamos sintiendo. Y aunque me gusta que te pongas celosa, juro que en este mundo mami a ti nadie te compite. Es que sé muy bien que tú eres poderosa y hace que mi precio suba sin que la ropa te quite. Pero te enojaste y la temperatura bajó como más de 30 grados. Sé qué hacer pa' que le dé calor a mi corazón congelado. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo. Mami, está tranquilo por ahora. Pero baby, si tú quieres vamos a toa. Lo mío con los porros y la motora. Cuando ella se arrebata la matadora. Salió con tacones altos como un castillo. Si sale con sus amigas baja el gatillo. Mucho, mucho flow y mucho brillo. En su barrio ya famosa y no saca un sencillo. Y si te tengo no te pierdo más. Baby, dame una oportunidad. Que aunque no tardo en llegarte, se nos está haciendo tarde. No me hagas esperar. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo. Dice que no es celosa, pero bueno. Cuando se enoja me hace la ley del hielo. Mi cuarto queda 7 grados bajo cero. Baby, sálvame si no tal vez me congelo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. The Argentine Navy will remove solar panels that Chile claims are in its territory. In Switzerland, Argentine President Javier Milei called for peace in Ukraine. Mexico says almost 1.5 million illegal immigrants have entered the country so far this year. According to the IMF, Argentina's economy will fall 3.5% in 2024.
Switzerland will manage the relationship between Ecuador and Mexico, which broke off ties due to the invasion of the embassy. Sports. Argentina debuts this Thursday against Canada in the Copa America. This way, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for Tuesday, June 18, 2024. The sound technician and also music programmer for today was Walter Danesi. The host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. The show is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.